You're listening to SBS News.
At the peak of Australia's COVID-19 crisis, frontline health workers were pushed to their limits. Madison, who asked us not to use her real name, works at an emergency department in Sydney South. She says some days were frantic.
I mean, the ratios aren't right to start with. So then this on top of that, we're just absolutely stretched. We have staff specifically on the COVID testing areas. If you have multiple people coming in to get tested, you sort of just stretch to your limits, and then we have to pull staff from other areas to come and help. So that it sort of puts a strain on the entire department.
Frontline workers are breathing a sigh of relief as the worst of the pandemic appears to be over. But health workers haven't forgotten the struggle just months ago. An investigation is ongoing into the 19 coronavirus deaths at Newmarch House Aged Care Facility. About 31% of residential aged care staff across 74 facilities reported worsening levels of staff morale during COVID-19. That's according to a survey conducted by leading aged care services. Services Manager of Policy and Advocacy, Tim Hicks, says the association has been offering support.
We've got some providers telling us that sick leave's massively down and the commitment that their staff have demonstrated is just extraordinary. But of course, that comes with a cost and people are tired and stressed and that's a big increase in calls to employee assistance phone lines and lots of need for extra support to staff from management.
Some providers reported that a lack of personal protective equipment impeded responses to emerging cases of COVID-19. Emergency nurse Madison says staff sacrificed their safety when supplies of the recommended N95 respirator mask ran out.
We're just constantly running out, our stocks having to be locked up because the public stealing it and all of that. Specific gowns that we should have, we've run out of, so we've had to resort to other gowns, been having to use surgical masks, which in the end puts us at risk.
Leading Aged Care Services has offered support by employee assistance programs, communication and training, or assisting pandemic leave. And the federal government announced a $234.9 million workforce retention bonus grant back in March. Mr. Hicks says the subsidy was welcomed by the aged care sector, but he says its exclusion of some frontline workers and its payments being subject to income tax makes it problematic.
There's still an enormous gap between what we understand the costs of COVID-19 to have been on aged care providers and the level of support that the government has offered, and the underlying financial pressure that service providers were under to begin with.
In another survey by Slater and Gordon Lawyers, about 65% of 500 health workers say their mental health has been impacted by COVID-19. The firm's compensation lawyer, Campbell Woolacott, is helping workers access financial support.
Some of the more common injuries that we see in the the repetitive strain injuries, low back, shoulder injuries, and then we often see psychological injuries as well, which is associated with the stress and pressure of those of working in those sorts of industries.
Some members of the aged care sector say they are concerned about restrictions easing. Tim Hicks fears that the lingering costs of the pandemic will burden an already suffering sector.
Certainly as we're going through this period of uncertainty now where we start to relax restrictions in broader society, aged care services and their staff are acutely conscious of the potential that has to increase the risk of COVID-19 transmission and increase the danger to the people that they care about. So they're continuing to keep up all the preventative measures that they are investing in at the height of the crisis.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.